Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, donkey of the day for Thursday, October 31st, Halloween. It goes to 3 registered sex offenders in Butts County, Georgia.
Where's that?
Butts County, Georgia. I don't know where Butts County is in Georgia, but if it's in Atlanta, then God has a great sense of humor. I heard you in flipping New Jersey down there looking for houses and butts. Envy?
Nope.
Now, the 3 registered sex offenders go by the names of Christopher Reed, Reginald Holden, and Corey McClendon. And these 3 registered sex offenders sued Butts County Sheriff Gary Long because Sheriff Gary Long wants to put no trick-or-treating signs at these sex offenders' homes. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to WKRC Local 12 News for the report, please.
3 registered sex offenders are suing to stop the Butts County Sheriff's Office from putting up this sign in their yards, which warned trick-or-treaters to stay away. We went by the homes of each of the plaintiffs. Whomever was inside Corey McClendon's house wouldn't come to the door. No one seemed to be home at Reginald Holden's house. And when we stopped by Christopher Reed's, his dad asked us to protect his identity, and he didn't hold back.
Who are they to come and put signs on my property?
The lawsuit alleges the signs violates the offender's free speech, and deputies are going on private property without permission to put them up.
I think it's wrong. I think it's humiliating.
Reed's father says it's also unfair to him. He's just trying to give his son a place to live.
Why does he still live with his dad? Bro, that is so... You can't... Oh, my God. Now, on Tuesday, a federal judge named Mark T. Treadwell actually sided with the sex offenders and said that the sheriff's plan to post no trick-or-treating signs at sex offenders' homes was unconstitutional. The judge said the 3 men who sued are by all accounts rehabilitated and living law-abiding lives. He also wrote, yet their sheriff finds it necessary to post signs in front of their homes, announcing to the public that their homes are dangerous for children. The judge continues, the sheriff's decision is not based on any determination that the plaintiffs are dangerous, nor is the sheriff's sign posting founded on Georgia's law. The sheriff's plan to place the signs run afoul of the First Amendment because it compels the men to display the message even though they disagree with it. Now, look, I'm all about rehabilitation. I'm all about evolution. I think we should have redemption culture. If a judge looks at these men and he thinks they have rehabilitated themselves and they are now law-abiding citizens, who am I to say otherwise? But the reason I have to give these 3 registered sex offenders donkey of the day is simple. Registered sex offenders don't want this sign in their yard that says stop warning, stop no trick or treat at this address, a community message from Butts County Sheriff Gary Long. Can you see this? Is it up on Revolt? Okay, it's up on Revolt as well. They don't want this sign in this yard, their yard. But have you seen the signs that actual sex offenders have in their yards? Okay, one says, is that going up on Revolt too? Good. One says, notice sex offender restricted zone. If you're watching on Revolt TV, you can see it. Another says, public notice, John Goodman is a convicted sexual predator and lives at this location. Look at that sign. Another says, it's right there. Another says, child sex offender in big bold letters with the person's name right under it and arrows pointing at the house. Guys, those signs are worse than this one, the no trick-or-treating at this address sign. Okay, do you realize that a sign in your yard that says you are a registered sex offender is a no trick-or-treating sign? Okay, I'm not taking my kids to a house that has a registered sex offender sign in it. Would you, Envy?
Not at
all.
Come
on, man. That's a haunted house. All right? There is no Halloween decoration scarier than a sex offender sign in somebody's yard. So I understand y'all being offended by the no trick-or-treating at this address sign in your yard. But guys, come on. Okay, I'm not sure if it's once a sex offender, always a sex offender, because if it is, that means you still have signs in your yard. But if it's not, trust me, you all have had worse signs in your yard. Okay? If I had to take a sex offender sign versus a no trick or treat at this address sign, I'm taking no trick or treat at this address for $400, Alex. Please give these 3 sex offenders, Christopher Reed, Reginald Holden, and Gary McClendon, the biggest hee-haw. Come on, man. Come on, man. You're a registered sex offender, guys. This sign is nothing. This is nothing. Warning, no trick-or-treat, opposed to John Goodman is a sexual predator and he lives here? Come on.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.